tonight in the Basement Record Library, the story of Berserkly Records. And here to tell us the story is the reigning loony of Berserkly Records, record producer, bon vivant, and my good pal, Matthew King Kaufman.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Welcome. Welcome.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
What year did Berserkly start, Matthew? Was that like 74, 75?
Three, actually.
73? Berserkly Records. The first record you put out was a 45 by a band called Earthquake. So what led you to put out the Earthquake record on a 45 and start Berserkly?
Earthquake was looking for a record label at the time. So both of these were really great original songs by a band that had come off a cookie cutter A&M kind of like making them square kind of mentality. And it was time to start like a kind of like a rock record label here in Berkeley.
How did the first single do?
The first single did tremendously well because not only did we recoup our production costs, we licensed it in England and then throughout the world.
Saloon. madness is just a form of escape. It grows in nicely when you feel the growing pain. So sit around and listen to my musical journey. But remember only, take what you can. So I'm gonna say, yeah, babe, get out of my.
Earthquake's most successful record was probably the single version that they did of Friday on My Mind, the old Easy Beats record.
That was the one that got probably, the live version got more airplay and probably was more successful than the single.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesdays go so slow. Thursdays, I don't know. I got Friday on my mind. I'm gonna have fun in the city. I'll be with my girl, she's so pretty. She looks fine tonight. She is out of sight to me.
Tonight.
Well, I'll spend my bread.
When you're like a little independent record company, the thing that can truly swamp you is an enormous hit.
You went quickly, however, from putting out Earthquake Records to being a little label with a number of other acts. In fact, the first album was called Berserkly Chartbusters, featured four different acts.
But they were basically only two bands with different lead singers.
Who was on the Berserkly Chartbusters album?
Greg Kinn, Jonathan Richman, The Rubinoos, and Earthquake. On the Jonathan tracks, Earthquake played as the Modern Lovers on Roadrunner, and they played as on It Will Stand. And the Rubinoos backed up Jonathan on Government Center and New Teller. Earthquake played on Greg Kinn's tracks. So it was basically only two bands.
Our guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Matthew Kaufman of Berserkly Records.